Welcome into another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. We will probably not be saying off-season for too much longer as training camp is almost upon us. This is awesome. Players arriving back in town. A lot of skating already happening. And before you know it, we'll be kicking off preseason and the regular season. Excited to be joined by Sean Shapiro, as he always does, from his Substack, Shap Shots, where I love when you guys support Sean, his terrific writing on the Dallas Stars, the NHL, does a terrific job there. Also, Elite Prospects. Don't forget about them. I use the resource all the time. Algorithmically Incorrect, a new episode has dropped with Sean and Robert Tiffin of StarsThoughts.com and NHL.com. So be sure to support the guys that way. He also does work with D Magazine and a lot more. You can find all of Sean's stuff at Sean Shapiro. I love to get those plugs in because I want all of you to support Sean and one of my new favorite books, which I'm getting through right now, We Win Here. I skimmed through it and now I'm going through it and taking notes. And it's great because I feel like Steven and Sean are next to me just telling stories. That's how the book reads. It's a real, real simple read. Let's talk about how simple it is to get your AC unit all tuned up. If you survived this last heat wave and it's a few degrees cooler, congratulations. That's awesome. I did have to open up my house to a friend of mine. They didn't take me up on that offer, but they were looking for a place to stay. And that's one of the great things about the on-time experts is they have that same day service guarantee. In other words, if something goes wrong with your system today, you can go online at theontimeexperts.com and set a time and they will get to you as soon as they can. They have the technicians, they have the trucks, they've been in business a long time. In fact, if you're on 635 or 75 or 35, there's a good chance if you travel the highways, I'm sure you'll agree, you see that orange and blue truck of the on-time experts. So there is, if you want to do some maintenance, which, by the way, will put years back on your air conditioner. We don't think about that. We take the car for an oil change because we want to keep the car in the best shape, tune up. You know, when it comes to 25,000 miles, we make sure that the required maintenance is done. But an AC, we just install it and then let it go until something bad happens. Well, proper maintenance on an AC unit will do two things. It'll put years back on the AC system, so it'll last longer. And also that AC system will work at high efficiency. That means it's going to be on less. That means your power bill is going to come down. So think about that. They also have that first floor drain cleaning special for $99. I love these guys. They're the on-time experts, proud supporters of Spits and Suds. They were at our event. Can't thank them enough. Also, the official partner of the Dallas Stars. They love hockey here in DFW. It's the on-time experts. We bring on our buddy, Sean Shapiro. How are you, my friend? Are you surviving? Is it? Tell us where you are. You're based in Michigan. How the weather has been?
Well, the weather here has been is great, actually. It's a nice, it feels like fall here, unlike what you're dealing with right now in Dallas. Yeah. It's the weather where you wake up in the morning and take the dog out in the morning and walk the kids to school, and you don't need a sweatshirt, but it's like the weather where it's like you need like warm cup of coffee, like hits in a nice way as you feel a little bit of that crisp cool in the morning before the sun comes up. It's nice. We're kind of getting into the fall weather that way up here, and it's pretty nice. So I can't complain. Nice. I don't have much to complain about.
No, that's great. Well, Sean, I don't know if you had Odessa, Texas on your bingo card as far as being mentioned in an official Connor Hellebuck statement, but that was the case. Let me read it real quick. Winnipeg has been my home for my entire NHL career. I will always be grateful for my time there. I've never forgotten June 23rd, 2012. That's the day Winnipeg took a chance on a goalie playing in Odessa, Texas, when he was a goaltender in the NAHL. I gave everything I had from that moment to prove that the Jets made the right decision. Several months ago, I privately requested a trade. I have tried to handle the situation quietly and respectfully while giving the organization time to explore his options. With training camp approaching, I felt it was important to publicly confirm my request. My position has not changed, and I believe moving on is the best path forward for me and my family. I appreciate everything Winnipeg Jets fans have meant to me throughout my career and hope a resolution can be reached soon. Sean, what were your thoughts when you saw this?
Yeah, not surprise is the wrong, I'll say it's not surprise, but it's the thing that intrigues me kind of the most about this is the timing and the request was made back in June. Basically, the request was made in June, if we reverse engineer the timing and what others have said and the way things have kind of gone on this. And so it's interesting where this feels a little bit like and then you see the Jets make a statement like in response later that day, which was a little bit more scrambly. It almost feels like this was a very kind way of saying, hey, I requested the trade. I expected them to get something done. And you know what? They have not. So it felt a little bit like this is Hellebuck kind of forcing the hand a little bit more and just saying, hey, you know what, guys, I was serious about this, so I'm going to go public about it. And that to me is, that's my big read on this one of how do we, it's Hellebuck basically saying, all right, well, I was giving you the time to do it, but you've had this on your desk since June. I was letting you go the private route. I was letting you avoid what happened with my Team USA teammate Dylan Larkin and the public blowout of that. But we're 2.5 weeks from training camp and you haven't gotten something done. So now I'm going to apply some public pressure. That's the way I read all of that. I don't think anything has changed between Hellebuck and the Jets camp in those last 3 months. I think this was more of Hellebuck and his agent saying, all right, how do we make sure that this gets done? Because right now it's not.
Well, I guess the question is what would the haul be to get a Connor Hellebuck?
It's a good question because, I mean, he's a league MVP. He's one of the best goalies on planet Earth. He's got 4 years remaining on his contract. Obviously, a lot of that, it's like, so what is his trade value is a really good question.
And let's throw a stars out there, you know, just for kicks. I'm not saying this is going to happen, folks. I'm a big Jake Oettinger guy. But if Jim Nill called and felt as though the urgency to win and take over, get the Stars over the hump meant trading Jake Oettinger for Connor Hellebuck, they both basically make the same amount of money. Do you think Kevin Cheveldayoff, the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, takes that offer?
I think Kevin Cheveldayoff would. I mean, because Kevin Cheveldayoff is in that spot where you're losing your franchise goalie. If you're the Jets and you're losing your franchise goalie, you need to bring in another franchise goalie.
Correct.
And so for the Jets, it's not. I'm going to flip it on this side, though, Gavin. If you're the Stars,
yeah.
And answer me that this is a yes no question, I guess. Okay. There's two love yes it. No questions to this. So Connor Hellebuck has 4 years remaining at 4 years remaining at making $8.5 million. He's currently, I believe right now he is 30. What's his age right now? I want to make sure I have this exactly right.
For Connor Hellebuck?
Yeah, he's 34 right now. No, what is he right now?
Connor Hellebuck. May 19th, 1993.
1993. So he would be 33.
33. Yes, that's correct.
Soon to be 34, right? 4 years remaining, $8.5 million. We know goalies age a little better. Jake Oettinger is much younger, has 6 years remaining. Sorry, 7 years if we include this year. Actively, that's going into this. Will be signed through this. His current deal will take him all the way through his age 34 season, is making $8.25 million. And here's my yes no question to you, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
Who's better? And this is the question you'll have to make a decision on, because this is the spot you're putting yourself into. Because if you were to trade Connor Hellebuck, if you're trading for Connor Hellebuck, Jake Oettinger for Connor Hellebuck, you're assuming that, you know what, hey, you're upgrading your goaltending position this year and next year.
Correct.
Who's the better goalie in the 2027-28 season? Who's the better goalie in the 28-29 season? And then how do you figure out your franchise goaltending picture for 2029 and beyond? For the Stars, this is a there's a lot of teams where you go through and it's a slam dunk, no question asked for this. And I know someone's going to say this, oh, you upgrade your goalie, that's fine. Are you going to trust the aging curve for Connor Hellebuck are you going to trust Connor Hellebuck's aging curve over Jake Oettinger's aging curve? And that's where I would struggle with that on a Dallas perspective, because I don't think I know you want to win a cup and you want to get that done and everything like that. I just saw the Carolina Hurricanes win with Brandon Bussey in net and Freddie Anderson. I think you can win a Stanley Cup with Jake Oettinger in net. I think there's I'll throw it back to you when you look at it that way, Gavin.
It's a great question. Do you want my yes or no, or do you want me to yes or no and then explain?
Go through. Give me your yes or no, and then give me your thoughts on it. Like, explain your thought process on it, because these are the type of conversations Jim Nill and his staff would have to have if this came across. Let's play it out. Let's play it out. You and I.
Right. Exactly. We're not in a boardroom. We're just shooting. That's what this podcast is all about. I mean, we want to give good thoughts, but at the same time, I would say, I think to your point, as far as this year and next year, I'm probably going to go Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah, and we agree with that. We agree on that for this year and next.
But the second portion, as far as long-term trade, stuff like that, I would say no, and here's why. While Connor Hellebuck performed amazingly in Four Nations as well as Olympics, and those are elite-level tournaments, at first I thought of those two things, and I'm like, okay, that could get the Stars over the top. But then I thought about Connor Hellebuck in the NHL playoffs, and it's been a different story, Sean. And for that, and I get Jake Oettinger for more years, plus your point that the Stars can win with Jake Oettinger, and I do believe in Jake Oettinger, and I get those extended years, I do not think you make that trade for those reasons, because I can't guarantee through this microphone to a Stars fans listening that Connor Hellebuck won't be pulled, because there is history, in fact, against the Dallas Stars, of him not starting in playoff games.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's last year. Okay. If we want to compare them side by side, I know Connor Hellebuck was the goalie in net when USA won the gold medal. But last year, if you go through and you take a look at it directly, let's look at it this way. All right, I'm going to give you two numbers. I'm going to flip a coin. I'm going to tell you which one next. Okay. One goalie had a .286 goals against average, .895 save percentage, and had a goals saved above expected of 5.54 total and 0.10 per 60. Goals saved above expected is basically a stat that is how you perform for what you should do. The other goalie had a 2.59 save goals against average, 8.99 save percentage, 5.72 goals saved above expected, and a goal saved above expected per 60 of 0.11. Practically the exact same numbers.
Yeah.
They were in basically the same workload. Jake Ottinger on a slightly better team, Jake Ottinger had slightly better goals against average and save percentage on a better team than Connor Hellebuck, but their underlying numbers for goals saved against expected were basically the same. So I don't really buy this whole Connor Hellebuck is like he's a little bit of an upgrade over Jake Ottinger. I'm not disagreeing with that. 2 years ago, he certainly was. But why are we also going to – are we going to believe that Connor Hellebuck is what he – like, do you want to know the most wild stat to me about Connor Hellebuck's 25-26 season with Winnipeg, Gavin?
I do.
He had zero shutouts.
Wow.
Like, just seriously, like, you go and I don't care how good or bad the Winnipeg Jets were. And I know he was great in that gold medal game and he put so much into that and everything and all of that stuff. But you're going to tell me you want to trade. I mean, this like realistically in his entire season with the Jets last year gets a pass because of the Olympic stuff and where all of that went and everything. And he was great in that gold medal game. 100% great. Not once for the Jets last year did there was no single game where Connor Hellebuck was perfect last year. And from a goaltending perspective, like this is a guy with 8 shutouts the year before that, 5 the year before that, typically averages about 6 per season. You expect that to happen. And so the Stars to me aren't the team to make that investment on this. Like that's the reality. There are many other teams where Connor Hellebuck is a no-brainer, make the trade for it. But I don't think the long-term I don't think there's the long-term viability here that's worthwhile on selling on what Jake Ottinger is and what Jake Ottinger will and what this cost certainty Jake Ottinger gives your cap for an additional 6 seasons that Connor Hellebuck won't, because you're then going to have to find another goalie of the future to pair under him. And what if he in 2 years continues to crater and all of a sudden you have to find a young guy and you don't have the next goalie? Like, to me, there's too much risk versus reward for the Stars when it comes to Hellebuck and the versus Ottinger. There's like, if you were to say, oh, we can go trade for Igor Shesterkin or something like that. Oh yeah, that's a completely different conversation. But I just this whole Connor Hellebuck for Jake Ottinger thing, it's easy to look at the shiny toy and do all that, but the reality is he's not that last year. He wasn't that much better than Jake Ottinger. Jake Ottinger is a better goalie than people want to give credit for. And the Jets would easily do the trade. Yeah.
And here's why it's not a silly conversation as far as like the likelihood of a trade like this happening between Dallas and Winnipeg is unlikely. It's in division. And, you know, I mean, obviously the Stars really like Jake Ottinger, but here's why it's not silly to talk about this, Sean, because we are comparing, you know, our USA Olympic gold medal goalie, someone, obviously Vezina, like there's a lot of moxie behind Connor Hellebuck. And we're saying that our goalie's fine. We both want our goalie to be improved. But I think for Stars fans, this conversation, hopefully you got out of it, that both the organization and these two guys that happen to do a podcast feel as though Jake can get the Stars to hoist the cup. It's more than just the goalie, because you're right. I think the Carolina example is a great one, Sean, as far as prior to this past year, Frederik Andersen was always a good goaltender, but he went on an amazing run for Carolina. And that run ended during the probably the most crucial part. And Brandon Bussey, who was a good goaltender for them, played really well against the Stars.
Great story. Yeah.
And he took them to the promised land. So what a great combo. And that's what it needs to be celebrated as, because both were high contributors. So, but I think it is, it's a great story, but we're not going to look at both of those guys as top tier goaltenders, which brings in a bigger conversation of, do you need a top tier goaltender, you know, to take you to the promised land? And I think recent years have shown that you can have good goaltending that plays above average in the playoffs and get very far.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Chumba Casino is blooming with new games and free daily bonuses. Log in this week to catch the latest additions and keep the fun going strong. Join over a million players who make every spin a little celebration. There's always something new to enjoy. Chumba Casino, play for fun. Stay for the surprises. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
Well, let's go over the Stanley Cup goalies. Okay, let's go back first. Let's go over the most recent Stanley Cup winners, right?
Yes.
So this year it was Brandon Bussey was in net for the final game, mm-hmm. right? And it was a tandem. It was a tandem between Freddie Anderson and Brandon Bussey. 2025, the Florida Panthers, they reached the Stanley Cup final, and they win the Stanley Cup final with Sergei Bobrovsky in net. But a Bobrovsky who, if you remember correctly, Gavin, was dogged for multiple years for how big that contract was.
That was a contract that was being written about as one of the worst in the NHL.
And like, you look at Bobrovsky's gameplay, and it's going to be fascinating that he's in Toronto this year. But like, the fact of the matter is, Bobrovsky was good in the playoffs, and those Panthers teams were loaded, but 23-24 season, he's playing 58 games, 54 games, and it was more and more of a tandem of the other goalie he's now paired with in Toronto. Who am I drawing? Anthony Stolarz, and Anthony Stolarz was a big part of that. And then 2 years ago, for the first one, and then they go through, and they also have. Everyone forgets that during the season, Spencer Knight played a big part of the regular season before the trade deadline. But then even after they traded Spencer, like Spencer Knight played 23 games for Florida before they traded him for Seth Jones. So there was a big part of that. The year before that, the Vegas Golden Knights, they used three goalies in the playoffs with Aiden Hill. Everyone forgets Lauren Brossoit started that playoff run for them. Logan Thompson was in net for them as well, I believe. So, and then year before that, Colorado wins with a he's the other goalie in Washington now. Having a very not great playoff run, and they win the Stanley Cup. The Lightning win with obviously Vasilevsky in 2020 won it, but that was the last time. Like, if you look at the last 10 years of Stanley Cup champions, Gavin, like if we go from like 2026 to 2016, probably only Tampa is the only team where you're like, oh, they had an undisputed top five goalie in the world when they won.
Right. No, you're
like Washington wins. Washington wins in 2018 with a veteran Braden Holtby.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Like I think there's such a, and Now, there's another conversation, I guess, to be had is the other conversation you have to have if you're in the Stars offices is Jake Ottinger your guy? And I think you have to be able to make that yes or no decision now, because the other reality, and this is the other like part of it, and this is the because it is the year 2026, right? Last time I checked.
Yes.
Is that right? So we're going into the 2026-2027 season. Here's the other thing. And this is the other thing I should have just brought up from the beginning. Jake Ottinger has a full no movement clause. Why in the hell would he go to Winnipeg?
Yeah, good point.
Like that's like I should have just led with that off the beginning. I know we're having
this conversation. I thought of it when we started talking and I was like, okay, that's
But like we should have brought that up right off the bat. Like Jake Ottinger has a full no movement clause that kicked in for the 26-27 season. So why in the hell would Jake want to go to Winnipeg?
I mean, it's closer to Minnesota, but that's about it. that's basically it. But okay. You know, I have the pot when Sean's talking, I have the power full pull back the curtain disclosure to look up, and it was Darcy Kemper because I also forgot. Absolutely. In 2022. I do want to do a future because I'm going to have to do a deep dive and figure this out. And it's going to take me time as far as do the Stars have more no movement clauses than other teams? Are they thrown around or is this just because the Stars have a lot of good players? So that's probably a future dive that we can.
Well, we can talk about that real quick.
Is it standard or is because I know that from a fan perspective, a lot of people were like, well, why is this person have a no movement? Why does this person have a no movement?
So I don't remember the list for the upcoming 26-27 season. But for from a NHL perspective, let me see if I can find the number real quick. In the full no movement clauses in other sports are uncommon, right? I think in the NBA, for example, there's only like five or six players, right? I found it. Okay. In the NBA, to give people an idea for how no movement clauses work in hockey, right?
Yeah.
This data is according to Forbes, which used to pull the in the NBA there are only two players with full no movement clauses. Okay? Because the NBA it's very hard to get that importation, right? Because of the CBA. The NFL only has eight. Now we know how hard it is to trade players in the NFL, Gavin, because the NFL is such a. So Major League Baseball has 35. Okay. 35. And this is according to Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL has 245 players with no movement clause.
Say that again.
245.
Wow.
So like the reality is that comes down to like, even if you were just to divide that evenly, like by 32, that's on at the average NHL team has 7.5 no movement clauses. NHL teams. So
and
that's
fitting
why
because
no
the Stars have seven. So that fits right in.
Yes. So like, that's why it's not that it's like everyone does it for a long time. The Nashville Predators under David Poyle had a no movement clause thing. They were like the Predators were the outlier. And then that has since changed. Like for a while, Pekka Rinne was the first player to really break the no movement clause, set for the Predators. That has since changed wildly for the Predators. Philip Forsberg has one. Steven Stamkos at 36 years old has one. Jonathan Marchessault has one. Brady Shea has one. UC Saros has one. You go through and you look through the league. Like if we're going to go pick a team at random, like I will go and pick let's just go to the Ottawa Senators, for example, to pick a random team. There's like Claude Giroux has a no movement clause at 38 years old. Yeah. Like it's like Linus Ullmark has a no movement clause for three more years. You go to teams like in Seattle, you have
Seattle's actually one of the few that doesn't have a ton of them, ironically enough. There's a couple performance bonuses based there, but it's like there's the no movement clause is given out all over the place now, and the no trade clause protection. And so it's kind of a funny thing. Like, I mean, in Winnipeg alone, 33-year-old Adam Lowry has a no trade clause. I guess the moral of the story here is this is not the Stars are part of the problem, but this is not a Stars problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And for reference, and that is just great info from Sean compared to the other leagues. The seven that are locked in, Mikko Rantanen, Tyler Seguin, Roope Hintz, Jamie Benn has a no movement clause for this upcoming year at $850,000. Miro Heiskanen and Jake Oettinger. So
we live in an NHL world, Gavin, where yes. Tanner Jeannot has a no trade clause for the Boston Bruins.
That's fascinating.
Just think about that, right? Like it's the whole, like in the sports world, like you have more power. Like Tanner Jeannot has more power over a trade than Micah Parsons than Micah Parsons had with the Cowboys.
Wow,
that's so it's an endemic, and it's a fourth line left wingers can get no movement, no trade clauses in the NHL. So it's not a Stars problem. So we had this whole conversation about whether, but at the end of the day, it was a fun conversation, Gavin, but we could have just started with, there's no way in hell Jake's going to Winnipeg.
It's true. It is true. It is true. So okay, let's play fantasy just for one second, because I personally feel I love this podcast. I love talking about this because Michael writes in and he says, okay, Thomas Harley and Jake Oettinger for Connor Hellebuck and Josh Morrissey. Morrissey has two more years left at 6.25. Okay. No.
Is Josh Morrissey better than Thomas Harley? I love Josh Morrissey. Let's be very clear on something. And I don't like, Gavin, that you're making me try to rip into Josh Morrissey here, because I like Josh Morrissey a lot. But
I do too.
Why?
Well, I think what's interesting is Spits and Suds loyals like Michael, and thank you so much. We love the feedback. I think what naturally happened, Sean, is that after a few years of the Stars getting very close, everything that comes up, the question immediately goes into our hockey brains: will this take us over the top? And I think that's why people respond. So,
well, that's fine. That's completely fine.
But Sean's right. He has a no movement clause. So let's forget about that happening. And then you have to look, what's interesting about this is that if Winnipeg has had time to trade him and hasn't been able to, well, now we're weeks away. That $8.5 million salary after free agency, after signings, that's not the easiest to fit in. So you're going to have to figure out, okay, what can you give Winnipeg in return that will dump some of your salary cap? In other words, I looked at the Florida Panthers just for kicks, because Connor Hellebuck would be great in net for Florida Panthers. They are right up against the cap. I mean, they're barely under it. So they can't even make I think they're 32,000, like, okay, you know, something like that. So it's most of your teams have already, you know, set themselves, and it's interesting. And then you look at a team like San Jose, who has, you know, made some really interesting moves, which makes you think, is San Jose going for it? But then you have a young goaltender in Askarov. Are you going to start sitting him down? So it is fascinating as far as what can be done. And if he does play for Winnipeg, how is the crowd now going to react now that it is out in the public?
Yeah. I mean, to me, I look at the three to me, the most, like, if I was to be like to handicap, hey, where are the places he's going to go? I would guess Buffalo.
Yeah, good one.
Buffalo, San Jose, or, and this is the one that's, what is Buffalo, San Jose, or Vegas.
Wow.
And, okay. And those would be the three that I would just, realistically speaking, if I'm making a list of where I could or couldn't see him ending up, those are the ones. So
yeah, very interesting. We've gone long on this topic, but I think it's for a good reason. Sean, tell us what you have coming up. Yeah, no, it's been, I think the energy's been great. I've enjoyed this, and hopefully Stars fans, you have as well. Tell us some of the things you got coming up.
Yeah, we've got, so next week, Robert and I, so this week we had Algorithmically Incorrect was out this week. We had University of Michigan hockey GM Andrew Brewer on. Next week, if everything goes according to plan, we will have another college hockey representative on the show next week, and someone who his name is highly talked about in NHL circles as well, if everything comes into plan. So I'll give the slight tease on that. Over at Elite Prospects, I got some stuff coming this week on the National Team Development Program, and that team for this coming year spoke with the head coach over there, Kevin Porter, earlier this morning, and Rod Braceful, who's basically the GM for the U18 program, about where those things are and everything like that. So got some of that stuff coming. And over at Chap Shots, we've got a couple September projects I'm excited about, Gavin. Including what I'm going to ask you to be a part of again. Nice. Remember every year I do the Stars roster rankings, polling the panel. Want you to be involved, and maybe we find a way to include some of the listeners. I've been trying to think of a way to do that. Keep an eye. I got to figure the idea out on that, but this is live programming, producing, planning all at the same time, which is lovely. So that's what's kind of on the docket right now. And then, shoot pretty well for 9 holes tomorrow morning in the Michigan fall weather. So,
oh, nice. That's now does the goaltending in the club hockey, does that affect the golf swing in any way?
Not a ton. Okay. I have the, I dinged the elbow up like a little bit of bat. I dinged my elbow up a little bit a little while ago playing, and I thought it was going to have more of a an impact on the I thought it would have more of an impact on the golf game, and luckily it did not. So it's now, I will say, there's unfortunately there's, it doesn't, it doesn't give some of the athleticism that if maybe if I was a skater or playing the puck a little bit more would probably give me. So that's unfortunate.
Got it. And it was awesome to see last weekend, the Ladies Canadian Open took place, mm-hmm. and it was just outside of Ottawa, and several of the ladies were put on Ottawa Senators sweaters. I love, you know, when you play golf, you have to stay, when you're hitting a drive, stay within a certain area, and they put down markers. Well, instead of your normal golf markers, which usually has, you know, would say Canadian Open, they had two goalie masks, things like that. And they did, you know, they have the extra big stick where people could hit from. It was just, I love that hockey is integrated with golf, and it's so cool, the embrace of the Ladies Canadian Open. I mean, the LPGA, that always draws well up there, but it was just so cool that hockey got involved.
Yeah. You need ways to unwind and relax. So
absolutely. Well, shoot 'em straight, my friend. This was a very energetic, engaging conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I allowed me to put one topic on the burner that I want to get into with you next week, and we can do that. But this was a good one, man. And it'll be very, very interesting to see at this late hour if Connor Hellebuyck stays with Winnipeg or if he goes elsewhere. Have a great weekend, man. Shoot him straight.
I will do my best. I will try. Gavin, always fun. And we will looking forward to chat next week.
Absolutely. And don't forget to pick up Sean and Steven's book, We Win Here. I'm thoroughly enjoying the stories, and you can too, as well as everything Sean mentioned. Support him through his Shap Shots. That's his Substack. It's just a small monthly fee. I'm telling you, it's worth it. As well as Algorithmically Incorrect. You can go to your YouTube channel right now and just press follow. And that does a lot to support those guys, as well as elite prospects. Sean is all over the place at Sean Shapiro. If you want to reach him, like Michael did during the week, asking about the Connor Hellebuyck trade. For producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to the on-time experts. Until our next podcast, have a great weekend, everybody.